out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday, the 13th of November, 2018, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. Well, today we're going to go through the news stories that I did have for us yesterday. Yesterday's podcast was particularly gruesome, dealing with horrific activity by young Negroes, one aged two and one aged four. And what we've got today is slightly older Negroes in their teens. And this is the swarming phenomenon that I was talking about the other week, where a gang of Negroes just appear out of nowhere and go on the rampage. And as I said before, this is something that we see happening quite often in America, particularly at gas stations. Suddenly all these Negroes will just appear and riot, basically. And they're now doing it in Ireland. And they're doing it in specifically white areas. This happened in outside of Dublin, in a village, in a fairly upper-class village. And it was all organised on social networks. It was all organized on Facebook, and it was arranged that they would all meet there. It wasn't just that these blacks were just hanging out there. They traveled there specifically to riot and attack young white children. I mean, the age of the people that have been attacked by them gets younger and younger every day. There was a report again just last week in Bristol where the white children are now too frightened to go out at night. They're too frightened to go to the park. And children under the age of 10 are being attacked and mugged. And again, here, what we've got is young children being attacked. And this report actually, this incident rather, actually took place last week. It actually took place on Halloween. And the headline is, "A gang thug threw a bottle at a pregnant woman's face and then said, 'I'll cut the baby out of you and chop it up,' after she tried to stop him mugging a young boy." And that really doesn't do justice to what's actually gone on here. Up to 100 marauding black thugs terrorized youngsters, mugging two young boys, beating up several others during a planned rampage last week. The incidents unfolded over a 3.5-hour period on Wednesday night in Port Marnock and neighbouring Malahide, with one boy being attacked as young children were trick-or-treating just metres away, Dublin Live reports. Now, how can this go on for 3.5 hours? 3.5 hours before the police arrive and only one person arrested? On a night of mayhem in the North Dublin seaside town, several youngsters were attacked in terrifying incidents, which included a boy having his jacket and phone robbed at Malahide train station, two boys being attacked and one mugged at Port Marnock village, several people complaining that they had to run after youths demanded their phones, another young man whose jeans and runners were stolen by gangs, a car being surrounded by gang members near Port Marnock beach. Now, that second to last one there, a young man whose jeans and runners were stolen by the gangs. So we've seen this before, where the muggers demand your clothing, and they demand that white people strip off and hand over their clothes in tribute to these rampaging Negroes, basically, these wild primitives that we've now got in every white country. Two schoolboys were walking through Port Marnock village near Lidl on their way back from a pal's house when they were approached by a group of black teens who demanded their phones and money. The gang threatened the youngsters. who were aged 12 and 13 before chasing them. Again, this is where we see the weak and the vulnerable are picked on by these Negroes. They don't see young people and see innocence or something that needs protecting. They see something that is easy to take advantage of. This is the way that they think. Their whole way of doing things is completely the opposite of us. They are almost like a negative of us. When you look at a photograph negative that highlights the opposite shades that you would normally see in normal daylight, that's what the Negro is like. They highlight the opposite of everything that the white man is. Even their music is played on the offbeat. It's not actually on the beat. That's why reggae sounds different, because it's on the offbeat. And of course, obviously, they're black. We are white. Everything about them is a negative of us. They're like a negative shadow of the white man. Where we feel concern for people, they will want to bully those same people. They will want to attack those same people. In Africa, if somebody is injured in the street, they don't stop to help that person. They don't stop to help them. They will attack them and torture them, and a whole crowd of them will gather around and they'll torture the weakling to death. That's the way that they behave. One boy ran to nearby Standmill Avenue, where the thugs caught him, beat him up, and robbed his Xbox controller from his backpack, as well as some money and a leap card. And as they realise that they can do this, they realise that they can do this with total impunity and they won't be arrested, this is just going to happen more and more often until it's a weekly occurrence. Every weekend you'll have seaside towns that are invaded by Negroes, knowing that there just isn't enough police to deal with them. And this is the start of it. Imagine what it's like when they are 40% of the population. At the moment, they're probably about 10% in Dublin, maybe more. In London, the non-whites are 60% of the population, but Negroes are probably only about 10 or 15%. Of course, they cause 10 times as much crime as any other race. And they will just take advantage of the fact that the police are busy doing other things. Ireland is no different to Britain, it's no different to America, it's no different to any white country that has been invaded by these savages. And unless people think that, you know, I am stirring up trouble against Negroes here, I don't blame the Negroes for behaving like this. I see this as just their natural, normal behaviour. I believe them when they say the reasons why they do these things is just because they can. I don't think they're lying when they say that they can't see anything wrong with what they are doing. I believe them. I don't think they have a sense of right and wrong. I put the blame for this squarely on the shoulders of those that are in power. And if it was people in government 70 years ago that brought them in, the people in government now are still bringing them in. They haven't stopped. So it's whoever is actually in government. They're the traitors. They're the ones that are responsible for this. They're the ones responsible for these children being chased down and attacked by a mob of foreigners. Meanwhile, more thugs surrounded the youngster's pal across the road on Golf Links Road, knocking him to the ground and kicking him as he lay on the ground, demanding his phone. Another thing that you wouldn't see happening with white people, if somebody's on the ground, they're on the ground. That's it. They're done with. It's not honourable to keep attacking them. And it's certainly not honourable to have a gang ganging up on one person. You never used to see that in Britain. In Britain, you never used to see somebody with glasses ever being punched. That was seen as dishonourable. The person is short-sighted. You can't pick on somebody who is short-sighted. It has to be one-on-one. We used to have a sense of honour. Negroes don't have a sense of honour. And because we have them living among us, our white people no longer have a sense of honour. And don't understand that it's wrong to continue attacking somebody that's already been incapacitated, that's already been neutralised, that's on the ground. It's wrong to attack someone that's on the ground. But our people don't really understand that anymore. They just continue to do it. I mean, this is the reason why people got into trouble in America with that black lad that was bashing people with a metal torch, with a metal club. Clubbed an elderly white man and left him requiring stitches. You know, the guy needed to be stopped. But once he was stopped and he was on the ground, they continued to kick him. And of course, that looks terrible. that's not really acceptable behavior. Once somebody's down on the ground and the threat has been neutralized, it's dishonorable to continue. Obviously, they should never have been sent to prison for it, which they have been, and that's an incredibly over-the-top prison sentence. But what they did was actually wrong. Once someone's on the ground and they are neutralized, you should not continue. Obviously, nothing's been done about this. None of these people that were kicking this lad on the ground, demanding his phone, none of them have been arrested. There's only been one person arrested from this. A brave young mother-to-be who saw what was happening came over to tell them to stop. But they turned on her with one yob shouting, "I'll cut the baby out of you and chop it up in front of you." Again, in days gone by, if a grown-up appeared, the kids would obey the grown-up. Any grown-up had a sense of an authority and needed to be obeyed. But you just don't have that anymore. There is no discipline. There never has been any self-discipline in the Negro race. And to expect it is ridiculous. And the only reason why people do expect it is because they've been taught that we're all equal. The 30-year-old mother, who asked not to be named, said, "I couldn't believe it. It was disgusting. I'd never seen anything like this before. They rampaged through Port Marnock that night. I was out with my sister, and we were taking my 5-year-old niece and her little pal trick-or-treating. We heard this scuffle going across the road on the green near Strand Mill and up on the embankment by the estuary. At first, we just thought it was a bunch of young lads messing, it being Halloween and all. But as we got closer, we could see there were packs of big lads. Two or three big guys were beating up one young boy who was on the ground, and another young lad was surrounded by a gang of about 20 lads who were taking turns to hit him. 20 of them on one. The boy who was on the ground had a backpack, and they were trying to pull it off him. And then I could hear the other young boy crying and saying, 'They robbed me.' That's when I ran over to tell them to stop, thinking that once they heard a grown woman's voice, they might just run away. They didn't, though. They just came at me, with one lad waving a bottle at me like he was going to hit me with it. My sister shouted at them, 'Don't touch her, she's 7 months pregnant.' But the lad with the bottle just threw it at my head. I was afraid he was going to punch my stomach, so I told him again that I was pregnant and not to touch me. He didn't care one bit. He just said, 'I'll cut your baby out of you and chop it up in front of you.' At that stage, I started to worry that he'd punch my stomach. And I think we can tell from this behaviour that these aren't white kids, but she actually identified them as not being white as well. 'It was disgusting,' she said. 'One of his mates thankfully came and pulled him away, and then he said repeatedly, "You're just giving us hassle because we're black." So he's obviously learnt what to say, hasn't he? He's obviously learnt that he can do whatever he likes, and if anybody tries to stop him, then he just has to accuse them of being racist. "I couldn't believe it," the mother said. "I don't give a shit what colour you are. I'm giving you hassle because you're beating up two defenceless little boys. It's that simple." And that's the way white people see it. They see it as this is bullying of two defenceless little boys. The Negroes don't see it as that. They see it as just normal behaviour for them. They don't see it as bullying. They just see it as natural predatory behavior. You see something weaker than you attack it. If it's female, you rape it. If it's a boy, you beat it and mug them. And that's the rule of the jungle. That's the rule of life in Africa. You only have to look at what goes on in South Africa to see that. There's supposed to be a civilized nation, a civilized country. It was when it was given to the blacks, but it's not anymore. So you can't say that it's the fact that they're not civilized enough, or they live in poverty, or they're not rich enough. I mean, they were given a first world country that was working well and providing food for the rest of the world. And it's now a basket case. It now requires food aid, and it has the highest amount of crimes out of any country in the world. And we bring these creatures into our countries, and then we're surprised when they behave like this. She said they then moved off and headed up towards the top of Port Marnock, and we learned afterwards from the Gardaí that they caused carnage wherever they went. We met a girl in the village a short while later who told us she'd just been mugged The two young boys ended up losing some money, an Xbox controller and a Leap card. So these people, they've been mugged, they've been robbed, but nothing's been done about it. And how are they supposed to identify the person that mugged them when they're black? Most people can't tell the difference between them. It's very hard to tell the difference between Negroes. How are they going to pick one out from a lineup? How are they going to describe the person that mugged them? Well, they're black. And the police are going to say, well, we can't do anything with that because we're not allowed to look for suspects that are black because that's racist. Did you notice anything else about them? Well, of course they didn't notice anything else about them. They were being mugged. They just noticed what first struck them as being different about them to everybody else. You know, racial profiling is illegal everywhere now. And what is racial profiling? Well, it's looking for somebody, a suspect, by their race. And that's the first thing that strikes people when they're attacked by them is what race they are. And yet the police can't put out a description if it's a racial description. They have to put out a description wearing a red t-shirt or wearing white trainers, as if somebody's going to pick up on what clothes one of these creatures is wearing. They shouldn't even be wearing clothes anyway. That's a cultural appropriation from the white man. That's offensive in itself, is seeing them wearing clothes, let alone other accessories like spectacles and wheelchairs and all the other things the white man has invented that they're now using, that they now see as their right to have. Continuing with this article, we called their parents to tell them what had happened and waited with them back up at the Lidl until they arrived. The poor lads were distraught. This was these young lads that were victims. I mean, they're going to have post-traumatic stress after this. I mean, they're just going out on a Halloween night out, and effectively a troop of monkeys have descended upon them and beat the hell out of them and robbed them. They'll probably be scared to go out after this. A Gardaí spokesperson told Dublin Live, Gardaí are investigating the robbery of a person, just one person, at 7:30 p.m. on October the 31st on Strandmill Avenue, Portmarnock. A source told Dublin Live that gangs of youths from Balbriggan in North County Dublin organised to meet up in Portmarnock on Halloween night because it doesn't have a Gardaí station. This was a planned criminal outing, basically, because they know there isn't a police station there. There are police stations that are being closed all over Great Britain and obviously all over Ireland too. And they're deliberately picking on these places that don't have police stations to go and attack. It is a lot of them will have been under 16 and the police just won't arrest them because what can they do when they're under 16? They can't really punish them. And yet Negroes grow at a faster rate than white people do. They mature a lot sooner than white people do. This is the problem of having them in the schools. They will be much taller and much bigger and much more developed than the white boys. I mean, even if they're just 6 months in advance of them, that's a big difference when you're talking about these years at school where you've got some kids that are a year younger than the others, and then you've got Negroes there that look like they're a year older than the oldest in the year. That means they've got 2 years advantage on these white kids. They look like grown men in these schools that are picking on the young whites. Must be horrific going to a multicultural school. Must be terrible going to school in the 2018. I certainly wouldn't want to be. Continuing here with this Gardaí spokesman, he added, these young men are ruthless and are reasonably well organised. They seem to be modelling themselves on the street gangs like you'd see in Los Angeles. But it's not that they're modelling themselves on street gangs, it's just that their instincts are showing. Their instincts are to pull together into tribes and engage in tribal warfare with the local tribes around them. That's their instinct. That's how they behave in Africa. And that's what these street gangs are that we hear about in the West. It's just this tribal behavior. And it's just in the West, it's called a street gang because they're not actually running around naked doing it. They're running around clothed and using the white man's weapons. The source told Dublin Live, they knew that the Gardaí would be busy and that their focus would be elsewhere. So they targeted Port Marnock, knowing that it would be a relatively easy target for antisocial behaviour. They used social media to organise their meetups and plan their attacks, and then they used the train line to get to wherever the action is. So this is obviously something that happens quite often, and it's just that this is the first time that it's been reported on, probably because this was a posh area. It probably happens in less posh areas, and it's going to happen all the more now that they know that they can get away with it. I mean, this isn't just, well, let's go out on Halloween and things start getting a little bit raucous and they take advantage of the excitement. This was planned in advance. They were telling all the Negroes in around to meet up in this village and we'll go on the rampage. Several locals told how the gangs used the Dart Line and social media to organise their rampage, even bragging to their victims and on social media about how easy it is to organise posh bashing sprees in Port Marnock and nearby Malahide. So this has obviously happened before. One Port Marnock local told Dublin Live, "My elderly father was waiting for a bus at Sutton Station on Wednesday evening when a gang of teens who were also at the station suddenly became excited. They were reading out messages on their phones and saying, 'It's all happening in Port Marnock. Let's get there now.' Guard Eye were called after the young lads were mugged, and one youth was arrested after several scuffles between teens near the beach shelters on Port Marnock Beach and just up the road towards the local Dunn's stores." And this reminds me of the rioting that went on in Croydon a few years back. That was all organised. The people from all over the country were travelling to Croydon to engage in the rioting. Negroes from everywhere were turning up there. That was all organised on social media. And that's what's going on here, at a smaller scale. I dare say they probably arrested some young white lads as well. Judging by what they were saying earlier, saying to this woman that she was just being racist, it was just because they're black, they're bound to accuse the police of that. They'll probably say, oh, this was an even fight and you've just picked on us because we're black. Why not? Why wouldn't they do that? A white man might be honest, might be honourable, but Negroes aren't going to be. If they can take advantage of our race laws, then they will, obviously. Those laws are against us, and they're a proof that we live in occupied countries. The mum-to-be said that after her ordeal, she waited with the young boys who'd been mugged until their parents arrived. She also called her brother to warn him, because his children were also out trick-or-treating. She continued, "Me and my sister called my brother and told him to be careful, because we were afraid the gangs were heading in the direction where he was bringing his two older kids trick-or-treating." Remember, this is 100 Negroes that did this, 100 of them. "He was furious when he heard what had happened to me. And bear in mind that we were minding his own 5-year-old daughter, my niece, when it happened. So the poor girl saw everything." Well, she's going to be aware of what Negroes are like now, isn't she? There's not going to be any danger of her miscegenating when she's older. "She actually said to me later on, after I'd spoken to the guard eye, that she was worried and asked me, 'Is that man going to come back and take your baby?'" And this is horrible things for these kids to see. The woman's brother told Dublin Live the scene was like nothing he'd ever seen before in his life. He said, "We were down outside Spa near the shelters when at least 40 guys came up towards us. I was obviously raging when I heard what had happened and I went after them, but I'd no idea there were so many." And he's saying that he's never seen anything like this before. If he was to go looking on YouTube, he would find instances of it all over the white world. Continuing, "But there was nothing you could do with this gang. There were so many of them. It was like a scene from a zombie movie." Well, he's definitely got the right description there. Negroes are like zombies. A state of what they actually look like, asymmetrical faces. They do look wicked and evil. They look like orcs out of Lord of the Rings. Those orc memes are very, very accurate. That's why they've worked so well at waking people up to what's really going on in our countries. He said, "They just kept coming. I was in my Jeep and they tried to surround it and one lad opened the front door. At that point, I had to drive off. If I hadn't, I've no doubt they'd have pulled me out of it and made off with it." He was lucky he didn't run one of them over, because then he would be accused of being a terrorist, no doubt. The crazy thing was, some of them, they had headsets on. I could hear them telling others where to come and meet them. So technology must have played quite an important role in this. You imagine these young black criminals have got headsets and are talking to each other, and they can call a gang of them to come over and converge on one particular point, or if they need backup. It's almost like the police that are calling for backup. Black thugs calling for more black thugs to come along and join them while they're beating the white kids. At one point, there was a gang up at Dunnet's, another down near the beach, and another gang causing mayhem down in the village. A short time later, a gang of around 20 teens were seen by several people being escorted through Port Marnock to the local train station by guard eye from the public order unit. So that was all they did. They just sent them off to go and invade another town. One youth was arrested. Just one youth. One youth was arrested after scuffles between the two gangs near the shelters at Port Marnock Beach. It's understood that the Xbox controller that had been stolen from the youngster at Strandmill Avenue was recovered. A Guard Eye spokesperson told Dublin Live, Guard Eye were called to a large public order incident in Port Marnock at 9 p.m. on Wendell Avenue, at which one youth was arrested. In relation to the incident at Malahide train station later that night, they added, Guard Eye are investigating a report of a robbery from a person which occurred on a train in Malahide. A youth was approached by a group of youths who demanded his phone. No injuries were reported and investigations are ongoing. Well, it's the psychological shock of all this happening that is damaging. But at the same time, it will wake these white kids up to what Negroes are really like, which is good. That's positive. And it's not just happening in Ireland. The worst place where this is happening is actually France. And finally, someone is speaking up about it and warning people about it. Former French Secretary of State Philippe de Villiers has become the latest politician to denounce the growing violence in France, saying the country is spiralling out of control. Mr. de Villiers, who served under the second government of former French President Jacques Chirac, opened up about comments regarding the rising tide of violence, that's a rising tide of coloured violence, made to him by his brother General Pierre de Villiers, who resigned as the chief of the defence staff last year. According to the former politician, his brother told French President Emmanuel Macron, if the suburbs give rise to further and even more violent uprisings, we will have no way to face them. We lack the means. We lack the men. This is the reality of the French political situation. The suburbs of Paris, along with the suburbs of other major French cities, are often centres of crime and violence and home to large numbers of migrant background residents. In some cases, such as the Paris Saint-Denis area, they have also been hotbeds of radical Islamic extremism. De Villiers is not the only one to sound the alarm about the state of the suburbs in French cities. Before resigning as Interior Minister, Gerald Collomb warned that if the situation did not improve, French who live side by side would soon live face to face. What I read every morning in police reports reflects a rather pessimistic situation. Relationships between people are very difficult. People do not want to live together, Collomb said in an interview, and added, I would say that from now to 5 years, the situation could become irreversible. Yes, we have just 5 years to avoid the worst. The former head of the French Domestic Intelligence Service, the General Directorate for Internal Security, Patrick Calvar, warned in 2016, we are on the verge of a civil war. The comments were echoed by an expert on a radical Islamism in France, Gilles Kepel, who also warned of a potential civil war in France in the same year. Civil strife in France has been seen only weeks ago when groups of young people looted and caused chaos on Halloween following calls on social media to purge members of law enforcement, with one officer being attacked with acid. And we don't really have to go very far back to see this criminal behaviour in France just when they won the World Cup. And there was a whole week of rioting and looting and setting fire to cars. And there will be another one at Christmas, where the tradition is to set fire to cars and riot and loot places. But will Macron pay any attention to this? I mean, this is going on everywhere in Europe. We have these gangs of non-whites that are just marauding through the cities, through the suburbs, now making it to the seaside villages in Ireland. And things are only going to get worse. And there is only one way to deal with it and prevent it from happening, and that is to send them back. We have to start repatriating them. We can start with the ones that are caught carrying out crimes. Just send them back. For these African countries that we are giving foreign aid to, we can say to them, well, we're going to stop the foreign aid unless you take black criminals back to your country. It doesn't matter if they're from Mauritania or Libya or Morocco. You take them back to your country and we'll pay you your foreign aid. They're African. At least they'll be back in their own continent then. It's their own fault if they've torn up their passports and pretended that they're Syrian. That's the way that this needs to be dealt with. They need to be sent back. Okay, thank you very much for listening today. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory. We'll be right back.